Good morning, Grace. Welcome to Morning Air. It's a great joy to be with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Grace, tell us a little bit about your life, your family, how you were raised for our audience that may not be familiar with your story.
Hi, yeah, so I'm Grace McCallum. I'm the second oldest of six kids. I've been doing gymnastics since I was almost 5 years old, and I just kind of fell in love with it ever since. I have the most amazing family. They're my biggest supporters, and they're always there for me no matter what. So I feel really, really blessed that I have such a great support system around me.
Grace, go back to when you were only 5 years old. Do you remember how you first got involved in gymnastics? What was it about gymnastics and ultimately the vault that got you so interested in this sport?
My parents wanted me to get out of the house and meet some kids because me and my sister were so shy that, you know, they thought that was the best option. We lived really close to a gym. And I just kind of fell in love with it right away.
Did you ever, in your wildest dreams, ever imagine that you would be representing our country, the United States, with Team USA in Tokyo?
Not really. I mean, it's always been a goal of mine, but I didn't realize until I was a little older how hard it was actually going to be. So, I mean, it's kind of surreal to me. It hasn't really sunk in yet.
What have you learned from the sport of gymnastics all these years? I know that sports in so many ways is a metaphor for real life. There's so much that you can learn, so many life lessons. What have you learned from gymnastics?
I think you really just have to trust God's timing. I mean, things might not always go your way or as planned, so you just have to trust that He will, you know, have everything go the way it's supposed to go. I mean, you doubt yourself for a lot. I mean, there are a lot of moments where you're like, oh, I don't know if I can do it. But you have to remember everything happens for a reason.
Without a doubt, there are no accidents with our Lord, with our God. You have a spiritual perspective. I'm sure that carries over in every part of your life as an athlete, including your training. Talk about how many hours a day you train, just so folks can get an idea of what a typical day is like for an Olympic athlete.
Yeah, so I train 5 days a week, and I do about 4 to 5 hours every day. Which is actually less than some of the girls, but we're pretty efficient in our gym and we get all of our numbers done pretty fast. So, yeah, we train quite a bit.
What kind of training do you do? There's so much involved, so much technique, so much strength, skill involved. Give us a little thumbnail on the type of training that you've been doing to get you to this point to be able to represent our country in Tokyo.
We train every event, every single day. We do lots and lots of numbers of routines. We work on cleaning up our skills, adding mats, going to harder surfaces. We just try and make it as hard as we can in the gym. So then when we get to meet, it's super easy and we can do it in our sleep. and then we work on strength and making sure we're strong and we have that endurance to get through our routines.
You know, athletes talk about visualization and picturing the moment. Do you use visualization in your practice? You imagine yourself doing that perfect vault and landing absolutely perfectly with your hands up in the air and the crowd cheering?
I do use visualization every once in a while, but I notice for me, I tend to overthink things then. So I try not to do it too much, but I know it works really good for a lot of girls.
Let's talk about your Catholic faith and also your devotion to the rosary that you have shared in the past. How important has your Catholic faith been for you in this journey with now Team USA going to the Olympics?
Yeah, my Catholic faith has been such a huge part of my journey. I think it keeps me grounded in who I am, and my parents have helped me so much with that. Just, I mean, going into this last meet, Olympic trials, my parents were telling me, you know, compete for an audience of one. Like, and that was huge. I said it to myself before every routine, and it really just helped me stay calm and confident going into the meet. And so it makes me feel at peace. And that's also why I travel with a rosary and a cross that I got from my grandma. It makes me feel safe and protected when I travel. And I just, it's important to have those things so you're not worried about, you know, a million other things other than your gymnastics when you're traveling.
That is such a beautiful witness and testimony you just shared with our audience, playing and competing for an audience of one. And we're talking about our Lord, Jesus Christ. And it's such a beautiful thing. And how do you use prayer and specifically the rosary to get you focused on what you need to do when you're competing?
Yeah, a lot of the time I'll say, like, prayers before I go to bed, right before meet or before practices, because it just helps me feel calm. And then before I compete, I'll say a St. Michael prayer, just to kind of give me that last little bit of strength before I go up.
That is such a beautiful, beautiful witness. I know in some other sports, you see, for example, baseball players crossing themselves before they go up to bat or take the pitcher's mound. Do you see any other gymnasts showing any outward signs of their faith in your experience?
I haven't really, actually.
Yeah, it's for some it's a personal thing, and obviously you have made it public that your faith is so important for you, and this is a faith that was passed on by your parents, who must be so proud of you. Talk a little bit about your parents' influence on you. You wouldn't be there without them. Think of all the many hours that they took you to practice all those years to get to this point in your career.
Yeah, I mean, they've put so much work and dedication into getting me where I want to go, and I wouldn't be anywhere without them. I mean, they've been so amazing, and I can't thank them enough for everything they've done and everything they've given up just so I can make my dreams come true. I mean, I'm truly blessed with amazing parents.
How hard will it be not to have your family in Tokyo to support you? Although they'll definitely be cheering from home, watching on television, how will you be relying on your faith specifically in Tokyo?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be really hard not to have them there, because my parents have always made an effort to go to every meet, whether it's one or the other or both. So it'll be hard, but I just have to remember they're there with me at heart, and they'll be cheering me on from home. So, yeah.
It sounds like your mom and dad, you know, really planted those seeds of faith to understand that the gift that you have, the talents that you have as an athlete, they come from above. They come from God.
Yeah, I mean, I truly am blessed that God gave me this talent, and I wanted to show the world, like, what the God talent, like, what he gave me. I mean, I feel like if you're given this a talent of any kind, you should do everything you can to show the world, like, hey, look at this talent God gave me. I'm so blessed that I got this.
One of the virtues that we learn from sports in general, and I'm sure also from gymnastics, is discipline. Talk a little bit about the discipline that it takes to be a world-class athlete, a world-class gymnast, along with faith, and how that's been so important in your career.
Yeah, I mean, being a high-level athlete, it takes a lot of hard work and dedication, and, I mean, you have to be really you know, you have to listen and be patient and just trust your gymnastics and trust the timing of everything. I mean, it's so important to really listen to those things and really work hard, because not every day is going to be easy. So, yeah.
We're joined by Grace McCallum, a Catholic gymnast, member of the U.S. gymnastics team that is headed to Tokyo. Grace, what can we expect in Tokyo? How do you think Team USA Gymnastics will do in Tokyo?
I think Team USA Gymnastics will do amazing. We're, you know, gearing up. We're looking great. Training's going super well. And so I'm really excited to see what this team can do.
Grace, a final word of encouragement to parents and young kids who might be listening to you, especially kids who want to pursue their dream, but they might think that it seems unreachable. What would you say to them?
I mean, just dream big and go after those dreams and work really, really hard and do everything you can to get there. But, you know, whatever is meant to be is meant to be, and God has amazing things for you in your future. I mean, you just have to trust that.
Finally, Grace, if you can put into words what it means for you personally to be going to Tokyo and representing the United States of America.
I feel so honored and blessed that I've been given this amazing opportunity to go to such a big meet. I mean, it feels amazing. It feels surreal. I can't put into words how excited I am to be able to represent such an amazing country.
Well, Grace, I assure you that you have many new fans here on Relevant Radio. We will be praying for you, we'll be cheering for you, and we'll be behind you as you represent our nation in Tokyo. Thanks so much, Grace, for being with us.
Thank you.